Fiscal Update is a compilation of brief news articles published by the Fiscal Services Division of the Legislative Services Agency throughout each month. The articles cover actions taken at meetings of state boards and commissions, news releases from state agencies, updates on the status of the state budget, reports on audits of state and local government, and other items of interest to legislators and their constituents. If you would like to receive email notifications when individual Fiscal Update articles are published, please go to www.legis.iowa.gov/subscribe, or you can follow us on Twitter at IowaLSA. To view all charts and graphs coinciding with these reports, please go to the Iowa General Assembly website at www.legis.iowa.gov. Click on the Publications tab at the top and then click on Fiscal Analysis in the gray area to the left. Under Fiscal Publications, click on Fiscal Update and search for a particular report.
Fiscal Update, Fiscal Services Division, May 15, 2020. Iowa School Aid Funding by Legislative and School Districts Tableau Dashboard. School Aid Dashboard. The LSA has published an interactive Tableau dashboard on school aid funding by legislative district and school district. The dashboard can be found at www.legis.iowa.gov/publications/school aid. The dashboard allows a user to view select components of school aid funding by legislative district and school district from fiscal year 2016 through fiscal year 2020, including enrollment, special education, supplementary weightings, select categoricals, select property tax data, combined funding, state aid and property taxes, select program data, and school district and legislative district lookup. Fiscal year 2021 data will be added into the dashboard after July 1, 2020. Instructions on how to navigate the dashboard pages can be found on the statewide tab of the dashboard by clicking the eye icon button. Click the icon again to remove the text box. The dashboard is best viewed on a computer or laptop. Certain elements of the dashboard may not be visible or function on other devices such as a tablet or phone. Dashboard tabs. The tabs are located along the top of the visualization. Several of the tabs allow the user to view data by legislative district and school district. Select a legislative district from the drop-down menu when available. Senate districts will appear after House districts in the drop-down menu. By default, each chart is summed up to the legislative district totals. Clicking on a school district in the map below the drop-down menu alters the dashboard to show the data for that school district. Selecting, quote, null, end quote, from any drop-down menu may cause the dashboard to sum incorrectly. Null values refer to data from school districts that no longer exist. However, the data is available to sum totals in calculations for previous fiscal years. Other drop-down menus may be available to highlight map data by fiscal year or by program. Hovering over charts may provide additional details on each subject or program. The last tab, School Districts, provides a drop-down to look up legislative districts by school district name. The following briefly describes each tab on the dashboard. Statewide. The Statewide tab visualizes key components of state school aid and property taxes. The dashboard shows the statewide figures by default. Selecting a school district changes each visualization to reflect only that district's data. Selecting a fiscal year from the drop-down will show only the changes in funding by source. Enrollment. This tab visualizes enrollment data by legislative district and school district, including budget enrollment, total served preschool enrollment, and open enrollment data. Hovering over budget and total enrollment charts will provide a breakdown of how each of the enrollments is calculated. Special education. This tab visualizes select special education data, including a breakdown of weightings and ending balances. Please note that current fiscal year balances may not be available until the December following the end of the fiscal year. Hovering over the balances after revenue chart will provide a look at ending balances going several years back. Supplementary weighting. This tab visualizes select supplementary weightings by type and includes a breakdown of the components that go into supplementary weighting for sharing. Categoricals. This tab visualizes select categorical funding, including per pupil amounts by district and dollar totals. property taxes. This tab visualizes select property tax rates and levies, including total levy to fund the combined district cost, individual select rates, and a breakdown of the components of the additional levy. Selecting a school district from the top left map will enable a visualization to show different types of levy rates for the selected fiscal year. Combined funding. This tab visualizes the combined district cost by funding sources. Select funding details are available from top right dropdown, which will display in the top right map. Program detail. This tab visualizes select programs such as the Transportation Equity Fund and other programs by funding totals or per pupil amounts. The map defaults to statewide, however, legislative or individual districts may be selected. And school districts. This tab provides a lookup of legislative districts using the drop-down menu of the current fiscal year's school districts. School districts that existed in previous fiscal years but no longer exist are not included. The LSA staff contact for this fiscal update is Mike Guance, Legislative Analyst 1 with the Fiscal Services Division of the Legislative Services Agency at 515-725-1280. To see the charts that accompany this fiscal update article, please go to the Iowa General Assembly website at www.legis.iowa.gov and open the LSA Publications tab at the top. Click on Fiscal Analysis on the left, then under Fiscal Publications, click on Fiscal Update and go to the article titled Iowa School Aid Funding by Legislative and School Districts Tableau Dashboard.